Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only hilarious and wonderful Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello, Benoonie Tunes. What you doing today, baby?
Just sitting here podcasting with you. What are you doing?
I am finishing touches on our Healing Journey shirts that Healing will be Journey. Available at crappensmerch.com by the end of the day. So go check it out, everybody.
Fabulous. Yeah, everyone go check it out because it's been a while since we updated our merch and Ronnie has made some real fun designs. So you have not only Healing Journey, but also Be Real. Be Real.
Lots of real Real Housewives of Salt Lake City stuff.
I know. I was going to say we should have a t-shirt called But My Childhood Trauma, but that's probably not appropriate.
That's a little dark. Also, we do need one that's Baby Gorgeous. Of course we need. I mean, I can think of a ton from there. What was the other one you were talking about today from that show? Fudge College. Yeah. So and, just keep checking back. One that's,
what about one that's like a recipe for a white bean salad?
It's time for me to make my famous white bean salad.
So that's all I'm up to today. And, you know, of course, keeping up with the below decks. So many below decks.
Believe it or not, we're not here to recap Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We are here to recap Below Deck Classic Edition. So we'll dive into that in 1 second. But before we do that, just a reminder to go support us on Patreon if you're feeling the spirit. If you support us at the Crappens on Demand level, you get access to 2 Crappens on Demand videos where we turn on our cams and you can watch us recap, not just listen. This week we did Potomac, and I believe the second one will most likely be Salt Lake City. Last week we did Family Karma and we also did Potomac. And then of course you'll also get access to our bonus episode, which we do once a week. We don't know what we're doing this week yet for bonus episode, but it'll be good. And then we also have a wonderful, wonderful, lovely Discord community. So hi to all the Discord people who are always chatting about something fun up there on Discord. It's always lovely and fun. And there's just a lot of good chatter there. So go check that out. And now,
let's get into some goddamn Below Deck
and pick up in the middle of Fridge Stockgate with Camille and Alyssa.
Yes, it's a very intense fridge stocking moment because Alyssa was like, you need to stock the fridge. But then Camille was like, but I did stock the fridge. And she's like, but it's not fully stocked, like I want it to be to the top with water, so you need to do better. And then Camille's like, fuck you, I put stuff in there, so what more do you want from me?
It's like when I was dating a really big and important quarterback, I was like, I did this already, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you're telling me to date another quarterback, like I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so Camille's like, I stocked it with like 800 water bottles, even though they're leaving in the day, so there. And Alyssa's like, babe, it's easy, okay? And she tells us, Camille should respect the fact that Frazier has entrusted me with the second stew position. So I don't need your attitude when I'm trying to do my job, and it's just fucking bad vibes, okay?
Cleaning, 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 cleaning. Cleaning at 2:45, cleaning, 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 and now it's 4:45 in the morning.
Yes, and then we see everyone sleeping, and we just hear, and we're trying to figure out where the grunting is coming from. It's showing like shots of all over the boat, but it's Tony, the positive deckhand, doing yoga on the deck. And yes. He does yoga in that fucking obnoxious way that some people play tennis, where every time they hit the ball, they're like, He does that, but with yoga.
Basically. he's like,
down dog. Ah!
I'm like, you're in child's pose, sir. Now you're in corpse pose. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. So he's like, working out is super important to me. It's how I deal with my stress. I'm like, wow. Never heard that concept before.
Have you heard of ice cream, you fucking loser? So he's like, yeah, you know, you need to replace the soul pain with physical pain. You see what I'm saying? I do. And I just wiped some whipped cream off of my nose as you said it. But thanks for the tip.
I replace my soul pain with ice cream pain. Have you ever heard of Ben & Jerry's pain? It's a delicious, delicious pain.
I replaced my soul pain with pain au chocolat. Okay.
Stupid, but totally supportive. So now it's like, now people are waking up at 6 a.m. and Fraser wakes up and goes, I'm exhausted, stupid fucking slut. That was for you, me. He's just like insulting himself. And then people are there. People are like, Rachel's in the galley. Haley made a table. And Fraser's like, did you do this morning? Brilliant. She's like, oh, yeah, I certainly made this morning. It's a bit of a little table, you know. Have you ever given a table a blowjob? It's what I've done before.
If you absolutely despise me for this table, I totally understand. And he's like, wow, it's brilliant. And he tells us, day one was bad. I wasn't feeling great about things or my future on board motorboat St. David's Petersburg or whatever the fuck it's called. We need to work harder, we need to work smarter, and we need to work better. I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but I love the enthusiasm of me. Me? I can do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
So now there's more cleaning. And now the guests, it's like 7:45 and the guests are awake, despite the fact that they were partying really hard last night. And Haley's like, who the hell gets up that early after getting absolutely shit-faced the night before? It's absolutely ridiculous. And then we cut to Peng just puking somewhere. And a girl goes, Peng.
Ew. So then Fraser is talking to the guests and he's like, well, this morning we've got chocolate paleo muffin. I will not even continue the rest because that's so fucking disgusting, but good for you. Good for you, good looking person.
What a pathetic state of humanity that such a thing could even exist. Double chocolate paleo muffin. I'm just going to throw myself off this boat because it's not even worth going any further.
So he checks in with Alyssa. He's like, what happened last night? Did I miss anything? Did we drown? We've been revived. I'm so nervous. God, I'm confident. And she's like, I know you told Camille to finish up the Sky Lounge, remember? Well, she shuffled her feet a little bit when I asked her to vacuum the crew area. So unless you're looking for chorus people for 42nd Street, I don't know that we need a shuffler around here. Just saying.
I really thought she actually stomped her feet. But that still works because in case you're looking for someone to do an on-scene production of Stump, it's not going to work here. See what I did with your joke? I took it and used a different word with it.
It's like, well, I think it's coming down to the fact that we're a bit all over the place. It's a whole mess up in here. I'll speak to her at some point. Now, I appreciate the communication from Alyssa. It's not the best news. On my last boat, I let the crew off quite a lot, so I need to be a bit more of a bitch. God, I'm a bitch. I love that. I hate that. Really, I do.
Ross checks in on Lee, and Lee basically, well, he says that the guests want to go to the beach today, and then we see just more cleaning, and like Haley's like fluffing a pillow, like oh, she's like very sex pot about it, and then there's some stuff with like the tender's coming in, and there's like some fenders being put out, so now Katie gets to talk. She's like, I haven't been on a boat this size before, but I'm like hardworking and I'll work like extra hours and like I want to be like right up there doing the same thing as the guys. I would love to own my own boat. That would be awesome. And I can wash that boat Miami style. Yes.
Yeah, that's my ultimate goal. Like being 30, like down the road, it would be awesome to like have a family and like show my passion to them. Don't ever show your passion to your family. You know what they say? That's stupid. Okay? You can't show your passion to your kids and expect them to be impressed. Kids are never impressed with anything. Okay? Enjoy your passion now, because it's all going to be dead once you have a kid.
And by the way, of course, when she says, I can't wait to have a family and show them my passion, she means, I can't wait to have a family that I then leave in Fort Lauderdale and I show them my passion over FaceTime for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So Ross is like, do you enjoy sitting on that banana? He's so fucking creepy, this guy. So then Rachel and Fraser are in the mess, and they're talking about doing a crab rangoon. So there's that. And Rachel's like, Ping is from Thailand, so I can't wait to prepare this cuisine for him. Many, many years ago, I studied in Thailand, where I live with cowboys. It's where the ladyboys live and party. I call it sweaty cock instead of sweaty ka, which is hello, goodbye.
Sweaty cowboy. So then Fraser now is like telling Camille that that someone's coming to do a Reiki sound bath. And there's just like more stuff, like the setting up a picnic. And then the gays are all flirting with Tony. Word got out that Tony has an 8-pack, and now all they want is to see Tony shirtless. So they're just like flirting with him nonstop. And Camille is asking Ben to move coolers behind a tree. What am I talking about? They're on the beach. We're on the beach.
So Alyssa goes, Camille, could you move these coolers behind the tree? And Camille goes, yeah. Hey, guy, could you move those coolers behind the tree?
And then Haley is like showing off her dance moves to the guests. And now, so Camille wants to go swimming. She's on the beach. She wants to go swimming. And Alyssa's like, are you allowed to do that? She goes, I don't know. I'm a free human being. She goes, you don't want to ask? She goes, what's the use in coming all the way down here and treating yourself like someone who's there to serve and do everything for everybody else? I'm like, that's a job description.
That's literally what you're doing.
I think that's why you came down here. I don't think you came down here as part of a travel package.
She's like, yachting is supposed to be fun. So then Ben's like, yeah, yes, we're going to take off our chops and go swimming? So he goes with her. And Alyssa's like, Alyssa and Katie are working while this is happening. And Alyssa's like, that's not something I would do on charter. I mean, I'm not even going to look over there. That's how wrong it is. So Fraser radios that the guests are on their way. And she's like, we're supposed to be working, but apparently Ben and Camille don't give a fuck. I mean, why would you do that? Katie's like, yeah, why would you do that?
So, of course, they make it look like the guests are going to, like, show up right when Ben and Camille are in the water. It's going to be embarrassing. But they get out of the water in time. And then this lady, Dr. Tanya, shows up. And she's like, I'm here to do the sound bath. And Camille, this is a perfect example of what I talked about in Potomac, of when people try to use, like, when they've over-formalized their speech to sound, like, really official. So Dr. Tanya says, hey, I'm here to do the sound bath. And Camille goes, I do understand that that is true. You could also say, great. I do understand that that is true.
So the guests come and have some drinks. And Chad's like, oh my God, Alyssa, you always have the drinks. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but that's all we do, drink. Being gay is very exhausting.
So then they're like doing a sound bath. Someone falls asleep, of course. And then Fraser in the kitchen is like, they're getting like the food ready for this picnic. And there's lots of Southeast Asian food, like mainly Thai food that's being prepared. And so there's like these soft buns. And so Fraser touches them. He's like, they're so soft. I want to make out with them. Is that weird or am I just a disgusting human being? Either way, I'll accept it.
They pass out food in these little Happy Meal container things, which are really cute. And then Rachel is talking to the captain. He's on crutches. I mean, poor Captain Lee.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, this guy does not quit. He's like, can't feel half my body. Who needs it? Let's do this. So he's kind of limping around. And Rachel's like, how are you doing that? I can barely walk on this boat without crutches. Look at you go. And he's like, is this challenging? Is a 6-fingered kid trying to count to 7? I'm going to go do some stretches. All right, kid?
He's like, you want the pain's gone? Just don't look pretty when I walk, but I was never going to be a runway model anyhow. Project Runway is like, all right, we'll just cross him off the list then. Fine. He doesn't want to be on the show, fine.
And then it just shows him leaving the room and he's like, God damn it.
So now Fraser presents everyone with their food and everyone's eating. And Peng's talking about how people would make fun of him for bringing Thai food to school, which is like, what is wrong with children? What is wrong with children that like
broken,
this delicious,
fucking
beautiful food
broken human beings?
Yeah. What are we teaching our kids that they would make fun of this beautiful food?
I know. He's like, yeah, like my mother would send me to school with these and all the kids at school would make fun of me. It's like, nice work, Rachel. Fucking Ping. I was like, happy birthday, Ping. Relive your trauma lunch, okay?
Children, don't you know you don't make fun of someone for the food that they bring to school. You make fun of them for the stupid things that they say when they're grown men on a yacht acting like they were the same age when they were bringing that food to school.
So now it's time to go and stuff. And they're talking about how that deck guy has a 12-pack. They're like, wow. And Frasier's like, he has more than 12, actually. And they're like, oh my God, Tommy, show us your abs, Tommy.
And so now the guests want to jump into the ocean and everything. But like one guy is like a little hesitant. And Tony's like, oh, he's like, come on, there's a chicken in the farm. There's a chicken in the farm. I'm like, wait a second, Tony. You're supposed to actually be nice. That was kind of mean. Chicken in the farm.
The captain loves it. He's watching it. He's like,
that is great. He really painted a picture. You didn't just call the guy a chicken. He actually established that there was a farm. And that was a farm that was perhaps solely for dairy or vegetation. And that a chicken actually got into it. Wow, I loved it.
So Frasier has this moment where he's like, I am a perfectionist. And I know that my team needs to step it up. And Mummy loves a challenge. So then we see him talking to Camille. And Camille's like, so what are you doing? And he goes, everything. Yeah, everything. Just walks off. I was like, well, you sure showed her.
I'm just doing some hospital corners. My favorite type of corners because it reminds me of the place I'm going to wind up due to you idiots.
So Rachel's worried about dinner because it was a disaster the day before about, you know, she's going to work harder to make them feel more comfortable. And then Ross, creepy ass Ross, is like, all right, crew, let's shower. Not together. It's not a family shower, although it could be if you'd like it to be. God, I'm sexy. You're just a fucking creep. You're just a creep. Okay? Get your fingers off your nipples. I just feel like he's like that guy, just like standing in a skating rink, like playing with his nipples, you know, watching people go round and round, giggling to himself with like bloodshot eyes and beer breath.
I feel he looks like a stress ball, but when you've actually squeezed it, you know, not when you've released.
Yeah.
So tonight it's going to be a Playboy Mansion debaucherous evening. So Fraser's like, do you think it's a bit mental how absolutely breathtaking you are and extremely funny? He says that to Haley. And she goes, well, you know, people quite regularly tell me that, you know. I mean, let me tell you something. I've wanked over myself. I've actually taken pictures of my body, wanked over it. I've masturbated over photos of me, to be honest. I got a banging pair of tits. Pretty proud of them, to be fair.
So then the gays are putting on their outfits. They're like, oh my God, Playboy. Hey, Fraser, what are those handcuffs for? Has one of us been bad? And he's like, oh my God, please die. So then Rachel is downstairs smelling fish. And she's like, uh-oh, Camille, is that your name? Homeland, get over here. What do you think of this fish? She's like, I'm not putting it in the fucking fridge. I'm off. No, smell it. Smells
this
foul.
This fish smells like when I was dating the most important college quarterback of all time. Something is off.
That fish humiliated me, but I still want to date it. It's like, smells foul. And Rachel's like, yeah, well, it was still frosted as of yesterday. God damn, fuck my fucking face. I got 40 pounds of frozen fish, and now it's not frozen fish. Dinner is fucked.
So she calls Fraser down to get some advice or to sort of have a talking board. And she goes,
so the branzino smells really off and it's great on the inside. And he goes, how awful. Are you talking about the stews or the fish? I'm sorry, I wasn't totally listening.
Sounds about the same no matter what.
So she's like, it smells like deadliest snatch over here. I have to pull surf and turf without the surf. God damn. So she's like, I can do truffle fries. And he goes, nailed it.
So then Captain Lee's like,
Fraser Lee, what's the dress attire? And he goes, debaucherous Playboy. He goes, motherfucker.
So now Ben is dancing around in his sexy costume and like showing off his body and stuff, which, I mean, good for you. Good for your confidence. Yeah.
It's good.
And
it's good.
Tony's like, oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I, this was a moment where I paused the TV and I was like, oh yeah, I have to remember, because last week I said he looked like a Disney character, but I couldn't remember which one. So I really looked up a whole bunch of Disney characters to try to find the right one, and I couldn't really find it. But the best I could settle on for right now is that he actually looks quite a bit like Peter Pan himself, which is funny because later on they talk about Peter Pan. But like, that's where I'm at right now with Ben, but I know there's a better Disney character for him.
Well, I guess I'm going to enjoy your journey.
Thank you.
All right, your journey to that.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So Tony loves it. So he's dancing. Tony doesn't love it. Ben loves it. So he's dancing around. And Tony's like, oh, sometimes I feel like a piece of meat, but I will do it for the family.
Well, he says, he's like, of course I love my abs, but I like them because of the things I can do with them. And so like they show him like doing all sorts of strange like positions and weird like kicking and everything. And I'm like, ugh, that is what you call ab privilege, where you're so used to having them that you don't even want to show them off anymore. You just want to do weird poses and like parkour with them. I was like, that is not fair.
It's like you don't even want to be sexually harassed for them. It's like, what's the point of these? So then Ross is being creepy with Katie. He's like, what is going on here? She's like, dressing up in my Playboy costume. He's like, oh, it's going to be hard to concentrate on anything else.
I do enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Sex being the operative word. You got that. You understood. So sex is... both people refer to that as like men and women or sex, but sex is also something. It's like, yes, we got it.
We got it, Ross. She's like, should I go upstairs? And he's like, yes, you should. You should walk up those stairs and I'll watch you.
I love when things rise. So,
he tries to act like this fucking, you know, raw dog and sex machine, but you know, he spends half the time doing the helicopter. You know that he does. And cursing under his breath.
So now Haley and Ellis are gossiping. And Haley's like, who do you think fancies who? I'll start. I fancy myself. Excuse me, I'm going to jerk off in the mirror.
Liz is like, well, I think Camille fancies Ben. Do you think it would be bad if I flirted with Ben too? And she's like, oh, you are going to get in trouble. So then we go to the Peng party where his face is on the table, his face is everywhere. And the captain sees this Playboy party and is like, oh God, just toss me right to the fucking wolves.
Sorry, I was sipping my coffee right there, right at that moment.
God damn it.
So then Haley is showing, Captain Lee is like, talking about his nerve issue and this whole thing. He goes, well, it's extremely uncomfortable, but you can't just toss in the towel. Suck it up, cupcake. I mean, we all know cupcakes can't suck anything up, but if a cupcake did have a pair of lungs and a mouth, I would want it to suck something up.
So then Haley and Camille are in a guest room cleaning up and they pick up a shoe and Camille's like, oh my God, she's a 10? And Haley goes, yeah, but I have a large foot too. You know, actually I have a bonk toe. Look at it. It's like E.T.'s toe. I'll still fuck it though. Hold his fucking toe. God damn, I'm proud of that toe. You know, Kimmy, help me bend this toe up to myself. God, I want me.
You know, long term means that you're really good at blowjobs. And Camille goes, are you? I'm not, I gag. Oh, are you not? Oh, that's such a terrible thing to have to admit, you poor thing. Oh, now I understand why every quarterback in all of America hates you so much.
So the truffles fries are served with steak. And the captain's like, Rachel is a goddamn treasure.
She is a cupcake that sucked it up. So, now, the guests are all being, like, catty with each other. They're being, like, sarcastic and laughing. And Captain Lee's like, wow, this is a tough room, huh? They're like, yeah, we're gays. So then, now the debauchery party is starting. So they're, like, upstairs. And all the crew is changing into Chippendales outfits and stuff and Playboy bunnies and everything. And the guests really, they're like, they want a stripper. Because I guess, so Ben and Tony had changed into sort of, like, Hugh Hefner robes and they would be shirtless, but they were never called into service. So then Tony went to sleep, but now they want them to be there shirtless and
sexy. Yeah, Now they're like, where's the strippers? So they have to go wake Tony up to come do the stripping. And he's like, oh, you know, I feel awkward, but it's yachting, so what the guests want, they get. So they come to do the worst stripping I've ever seen. It's so, I mean, these poor guys, they don't want to do it. And I don't like that on this show, where they're like, let's make the crew give the guest lap dances. That's gross to me anyway. But I love that they don't even feign interest. They're just like,
But it's also like, it's also that sad thing where there's like a hot guy who like is so like hasn't even thought once about like, I have a great body. What if I tried to be sexy with this body? Because like sometimes you'll see that. You ever go to like a gay bar and there's like a really hot like go-go dancer, but they don't know how to dance. So they do weird things like they just flex or they do like exercise. Yeah. They do like push-ups or they do yoga poses. And you're like, sir, that's...
No, yeah, or they hit you in the head with their dong. I mean, make an effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So anyway.
Come on, Alyssa. Make that money. That money's not going to make itself. So Tony's like, oh, God, I cannot dance. I don't have salsa. I don't have merengue. I don't have nothing. I might be the worst Latino ever. So then Chad's like, oh, my God, one more ab flex, Tony. Oh, my God, I didn't even know you could have 10 muscles, or how do you have a 10-pack? And he's like, please don't touch me, please.
So now it's later in the evening, and Alyssa tells Camille to clean up the bar in the main salon. And so we know Camille's not going to do this well, so she does something, and Alyssa comes by the bar later, and there's like a full watermelon wedge up there. It's like a wedge of watermelon. And Camille's like, I mean, Alyssa's like, this is why I don't let other people do the job, because then it looks like I did a half-assed job. So
cuts to Camille just eating in the mess. She's like, nah, whatever, like slowly eating. And Alyssa's like, of course the bitch didn't do her job. Put it away so I don't have to fucking tell you to put it away. So she goes up to her and she's like, hey, there's watermelon on the bar. So you gotta put watermelon in the fridge, girl. Stop playing with me. It's watermelon. Oh, and no pouting with me. Don't pout on me now. And she's like, I'm not pouting, but just like that delivery. I mean, that's great. Right. That's fine. That's fine.
And Alyssa's like, what do you mean? Like, those were just like things I saw walking around. Okay, good night. And then Camille's like, that was so unnecessary. These two are going to have a very long season.
So then, you know, it's early morning because we hear, and it's just Tony, you know, fucking doing a down dog or whatever.
Tony stretching his
sun salutation.
Yeah. So it's 23 gnats, and though it's really windy and the cupboards are shaking, and Captain Lee's like, don't fuck with me, wind. I'm not in the mood. You know, the weather in the Caribbean is unpredictable, and St. Lucia is way down in the chain in Windward Islands. They don't call them the Windward Islands for a reason. They call them the Windward Islands for a reason. And guess what? We're in the Bay of God damn it. And go fuck yourself, wind, is where we have to head through.
Rolling around like a goddamn pinball in a slot machine on the top of a mountain serving soft serve down a hill. All right.
Makes now, why is a pinball on a slot machine beats me, but that's the way things go in the Windward Islands.
It's like a puppy in a rifle shop.
It's like a cupcake in a pinball machine and a pinball on a slot machine. Everything's rearranged, all bad.
It's like a credit card and a dollar slot. So he's like, you know, if it keeps blowing like this, ain't nothing happening outside today. We're staying inside like a redhead kid during summer.
So it's getting windier and windier. So, like, you know, lately on Below Deck, the new thing is like super rocky boats. And so, you know, we have our standard things of like cupboard doors opening. You know, I don't think we had too many things clattering down, but I really loved the new contribution to a shaky boat genre, which is whisks sliding on a rod back and forth. So we saw some whisks go to the left and whisks go to the right. I was like, oh, I love that. That's a great touch.
New whisk action on Below Deck. Below Deck whisks. So Captain calls Fraser up. He's like, Mr. Olander, I need laundry. He's like, you don't have any whites. That's a negative, sir.
Yes. And so Fraser then goes to Camille, and he's like, All right. Well, you need to do laundry for Captain Lee, all right? Only the underwear goes in the dryer. The rest hand dry like the stupid idiot that you are. Don't know how that makes sense. I just wanted to end the sentence that way. So now they're serving breakfast, and Camille's like working on the clothing, and she brings the clothing to Captain Lee, and he's like, oh, thank you very much. And Peng is, his mouth's on fire from the omelet, which surprised me. I was not expecting a spicy omelet from Rachel this morning.
She's like, yeah, Betty, it's got to rip through me. Yeah, I fucking like it like that. Yeah, rip through me.
Rachel's just on another plane this season. So then Alyssa calls her mom, Virginia, and Fraser's watching her talk to her mom. And she's just like, Mom, I'm second student. Her mom's like, oh, my God. So when she gets off, Fraser's like, she sounds adorable. Do you have any pillows to hold down over her face so she can stop that?
I sensed a strange thing in your voice. What was that? Affection? Yes. I've never heard of that concept. Please never do it again.
My ears are bleeding. Please don't repeat that. And she's like, yeah, my mom's a cutie. Her name's Virginia, and I'm definitely closest to her because my parents have, like, been divorced forever. But, like, I'm not really close to my dad because he's, like, negative, and he had primary custody. And, like, one day my mom just dropped us off at school and was like, I'll be back. And then she came back in, like, 2.5 years. So, like, I have a problem with, like, you know, bonding with people or being disrespected, you know? So if someone's talking down to me, I never stand up for myself. And it's, like, very important for me to do that now. He's like, I'm bold. Sorry. Did you hear anything about spicy eggs? I just felt Peng give a wet one. Anybody else?
That was a wonderful monologue that would be more suited for a community theater. You are a stew. Less monologue, more cleaning. Thank you very much.
So, Wind. Oh my God, it's wind. So the captain's like, Fraser, get up here, please. We have an issue, sir. Look at me. And he opens the door. And the captain's just in like this skin tight. I mean, it looks like Mam Spanx. And Fraser's like, did the shirt shrink? And he's like, shrink? How about this isn't my goddamn shirt?
Hell, man, it's not mine. Look, it says right here, property of Camille.
So then,
and then he goes, I look like a pork sandwich at a Jewish picnic. what did that even mean? Just like out of place, I guess.
Out of place if it was a Jewish picnic attended by probably conservative to Orthodox Jews, but maybe Reform Jews, maybe not quite so much. Or maybe some people like Ben Mandelker are sort of in the middle who are okay with eating pork but are still Jewish. You know what I'm saying? So Fraser says, well, I've seen you look better, so I promise it will never happen again. Never, ever, ever. God damn it. It's hard to say that. How do you do it again? God damn it! Yes, just like that.
So Fraser tells Camille that he needs a large, and Camille's like, but there's no large in here. Like, maybe it's in his room? So she goes up to the captain. She's like, I'm so sorry about your shirt. We're figuring this laundry situation out, but there's no large in there. And he's like, there has to be, because I sent one down. You can look. Go ahead and look.
And I think she actually finds the larges down in his closet, right?
Yeah, I guess they never picked up his laundry. I'm guessing.
Something like that. Whatever it was. So he's like, I'm going to wear a polo. She's like, do you want to wear like maybe a football jersey, like a quarterback, which I used to date?
Get out of here.
Get your goddamn mitts off me, crazy. So Ross shows the deckies the anchor, and he's like, all right, this is how we do it. We're going to pull that anchor out. We're going to let it start right in till it gets right in the spot and needs to be. Just get it in there, yeah. Katie's like, so this thing goes both ways, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, with yachting it does, but not the other way. Not in real life does it go both ways. It's like, oh, my God, come somewhere else. This guy's such a fucking creep.
You know, with regards to my deck team, they've got great attitudes, and I love them all, but Tony's pretty green. At this moment, the load is all on me, and I hope to spread that load amongst my crew. My workload! You see, load is semen in slang, and, you know, if you spread your load, you're really saying spread your semen, like you're ejaculating on all of them.
Yes, we get it.
We get it, you fucking weirdo. So the captain's like, today is one of those days where I'm as nervous as a whore in the front row at a pew in church. Got a mountain here, and a pass where the wind blows through. It's a tricky docking, but you get paid the big bucks to make the hard calls.
Now, okay, so I've had pork roll at a Jewish picnic, horror in church. Got to think of something good for a mosque next. So then so now they're sailing. It's just windy. What?
He's just going to get it all in there.
I want to get every world religion in here, okay, by the end of this charter. Okay, they don't call it the Windward Islands for nothing because there's people of different religions here. So they're sailing through the wind.
That wind is knocking harder than a Mormon kid on a fucking walkabout.
That wind is blowing harder. It's blowing harder. That wind is blowing harder than, okay, I'm trying to think of some world religions here that work. I'm thinking of, okay, that wind is blowing harder than a criminal trying to be
integrated?
Not reintegrated, reincarnated as a nun, as part of a Hinduist tradition.
That wind is blowing harder than a bishop at a bowling alley.
That wind is blowing harder than Tina Turner racing to get home to do her prayers because she is Buddhist now.
We're so lame. So. So everything's blowing around, and Captain's like, oh, God, I don't want to blow into something. We're way too close to that sailboat. God damn it, 27 knots, that's not good. And then it just cuts to Peng twerking in the wind badly, you know?
That's, like, very poetic, too, twerking in the wind. So he's like, you know what, we're just going to have to disembark here in the middle of this water and get a water taxi for these people. So the anchor goes down in this bay, and now the guests all have to pack. And Camille's yanking a bag up the stairs, and Haley's watching her and goes, I wish I was in that bag. So I have some privacy when I jerk off to memories of how it looked like.
Mother Nature is one badass bitch. So they drop the hook out there and decide to ferry their asses in. So, Camille is all upset she didn't get to anchor. And she's like, oh my God, I was so excited to anchor. I'm not going to get the chance. But then, you know, they get together and say goodbye to all the guests. Time to go, everybody. Bye. And Peng is like, well, service-wise, everything was great, except I was traumatized at lunch, almost cried myself to sleep, and we couldn't figure out where soaps and towels were. So, thanks.
Thanks. And then, meanwhile, by the way, right before that, though, when they all line up, Captain Lee's in like a blue polo. And Camille's like, Captain, are you upset that you don't have a white shirt? I'm like, Camille, don't tempt it. Don't say anything. And he's like, well, there would be no doubt in your mind if I were upset. And Fraser's like, I'm really sorry about this stupid slut giving you this terrible, terrible shrunken laundry load. It really annoys me. We'll fix that in my next meeting, I promise you. He's like, I have no doubt in my mind. I just have no doubt in my head. Don't Speak, a great song. It's an earworm. Can't get it out of my brain. I've got no doubt in my head.
So they're leaving, and Peng's like, bye. And they're like, bye, Peng. And he's like, Peng what? Peng, in-demand tax professional. He's like, got it. Bye, everybody. So what's he leaves. That?
It's a dock, Peng. Oh.
Thanks for the plane ride.
Peng, it's a yacht, boat.
God, I'm just so dumb.
So Captain Lee goes, okay, everyone, get into your blues. And I notice I said your blues, not our blues, because I'm already in my blues. And that's not so much a clue, Camille. Blues clues, get it? No, you don't get it. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, I'm going to meet you for a tip meeting shortly.
So let's see, tip meeting. He's like, wow, they sure loved all the crew involvement. Total tip, $25,000. Pretty healthy start. And Haley's like, holy shit, already envisioning that Louis Vuitton handbag I'll get at that airport.
I'll give so many great blowjobs for that thing. So then Lee's like, well, that got some smiles on the faces. So now it's more cleaning. And now Ben and Tony are talking about if there's any girls on board that they like. And Tony's like, so I think they're all beautiful, but he's not vibing with any of them. And Ben's like, oh, I think they're all pretty cool, actually. I mean, I like Camille, but there's something about her eyes that are just cheeky, you know? And they do a flashback of Camille in her room with something in her eye. Like,
it looks like she just woke up on her face, you know, like one of her eyes is half closed. And Ben's like, and Alyssa, I've warmed to her. She's pretty cool, isn't she? And Tony's like, I'm bored. No, basically.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Camille and Katie are talking, and Camille's like, oh my God, Ben thinks I really want him. Katie's like, yeah, he thinks you're super sweet.
He thinks I'm sweet? I am sweet. Cool. I like his vibe. So now she's like into him. And she's like, I want to get to know Ben some more tonight. So I'm going to go like open up a little bit so he can come on in. Ross is like, did I hear a double entendre that I can jump on top of it? No, no, it was emotionally come in.
So Alyssa's talking to Haley as they get ready, and she's like, I know that Camille likes Ben, but she's been a bitch to me, so I'm going to flirt with Ben because I don't owe anyone anything, especially her. I'm not wearing underwear tonight. Let's see her not stock the waters in the fridge right tomorrow.
So now they all go out to dinner, and Tony is concerned for Ross. Oh yeah, he's saying to Ross, like, yeah, basically, like, you know, since Ross likes Katie, like, be careful because she works for you. And he's like, Ross goes, well, we work together every day. I mean, that could be a complete fucking shit show, right? I would never do such a thing. Which has never literally stopped any bosun on Below Deck from ever going after one of the women who works under him.
Right. So they go to dinner, and Camille's like, okay, everyone, like, let's all hold hands. I want to say something. Can I just say we're all down here, the furthest south I've ever been, and I just want to say I hope we have a great season and stay safe and get fucking slammed tonight. Thanks to everybody for being here.
Here in the southest place I've ever been in my life. Glad I added that in there because really contextualized this grace. So so then now Alyssa and Katie are in the bathroom now, and Katie's like, I like Ross. He seems cute. And Alyssa's like, yeah, he seems like really kind in a kind of Bryan Cranston face way, like someone took Bryan Cranston and sort of smushed his face, you know, and then made him wake up on a pillow. That's what he looks like. You know, I like that for you.
Yeah, like, that looks like the kind of guy who can drink anything out of a paper bag. So good for you. You go, girl.
So now Camille and Ben are flirting at the table. She's like, so where were you before this, Ben? He's like, I lived in France. She goes, oh, je m'appelle Camille. I'm like, that's the most basic, like, my name is Camille. The most basic French phrase you could say.
So then now they're all at the table, and Alyssa's like really turning on the charm for Ben. She's like, Ben, what did you get to drink? He goes, margarita. She goes, frozen or on the rocks? I've no idea.
Oh, God, that was good.
I should have worn underwear, though.
And Camille is pissed, you know, because she sees what she's trying to do. And Haley's like, we've got a live soap opera right on board at the moment. As uncomfortable as the situation is, I'm still enjoying watching it. Like, who am I to put my money on? That's right. I'll tell you, I'm going to put my dick in myself if I had one. God, I'm hot.
I know. I feel bad that I keep saying that she's going to go jerk off somewhere when she's a woman. I meant I'm going to finger myself. All those times you heard me say jerk off, I meant finger self.
No, so, she's so into herself. It's hilarious.
So now Camille goes, she tells Ben, so I dated a quarterback of Ole Miss. Yeah, a quarterback. He was the love of my life. I still love him to this day, even though he fucked me over. Yeah, and Ben goes, well, one of the girlfriends I've had in the past, this last one was serious. I thought she was it, but she went down a different path. And yet her lot, I was absolutely heartbroken, like you wouldn't believe. Isn't this fun to hear about? Which, by the way, Ronnie, I think we have to induct this into the new Below Deck, you know, trope Hall of Fame. The guy who came onto the yacht because he was dating someone who he thought would be the one, and then she wasn't the one. This is up there with Child in Fort Lauderdale, and there's something else.
Camille's like, you know what I call guys that go into yachting? I call them the lost boys. And he's like, from Peter Pan? She goes, yeah, running away from something. Like, that's why I'm into yachting too. Because he was a quarterback, okay? A quarterback. We fell in love and he cheated on me many times, many times. I was just a joke at that point. That's what people do in yachting. They run away from demons. Quarterback demons.
Yachting. Yachting's about running away from star quarterbacks that you've dated.
Camille's greatest tragedy in life was... cheated on by the quarterback.
Cheated on by one of the most predictable people who would cheat on you. A star college athlete. So, by the way, in the middle of all this, Fraser turns to Haley and goes, you've got lime in your wig. She's like, oh, Fraser, like parts of you are going to be in my wig by the end of this. And Fraser all of a sudden goes, I hope not. I was like, oh, there's Fraser's real accent, his real working class accent.
So he's like, I just want to prove to the captain that I can do it. She's like, oh, yes, you've got this natural personality to lead, don't you there, darling? He's like, yeah, people don't understand yachting. She goes, yeah, they don't understand the, you know, what do you work on, cruise ships? That's what they think, isn't it, darling?
I would rather my funeral be me rotting in a car park in Texas than ever stepping foot on a cruise ship. Disgusting.
So Rachel gets the check, which is crazy. Don't do that. These fuckers can pay for themselves. You earn that.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's probably like, I'm the only one here who's actually sort of famous, so I'll buy the first dinner. And then they go back to the boat, and Camille starts like twerking on the water taxi, and then they get onto the boat, and then she's like behind Ben. She's like behind the bar flirting with Ben about like jorts or something.
She's like, I thought we left jorts a long time ago, Ben. And he's like, are you cramping my style or just trying to flirt?
Yeah. And then like everyone's gonna go upstairs to the hot tub, but the hot tub's cold, so they go back downstairs again, and Camille starts twerking even more for him. And Alyssa's like, I will never chase after a man, like, for instance, wearing no underwear to turn him on. Camille's a chaser. I'm not. So when you don't have it up here, I'm pointing at my head right now, people, you got to use something. And Camille uses her ass.
And Camille is like awkwardly lap dancing Ben. Meanwhile, Ben has put on a Speedo and doesn't change, even though they're not going in the hot tub. So he's just some weirdo sitting around in his Speedo. And Camille's like giving him the lap dance and they're cheering her on. And Alyssa says, never have I ever, never would I ever, just no. And then Camille goes, did you enjoy that? And he has like a tiny little boner in his Speedo. And Alyssa's like, that lowers my value. Dirty, disgusting, trash swamp bitch.
So now it's 7 a.m. and Captain Lee's growling in his room like, fuck me. He goes, this morning everything is numb. I'm not progressing at a rate that I anticipated. Pain's getting worse, not better. I can barely stand up. In fact, can't stand up. Ah, motherfucker. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah, so it ends with Captain, I guess, about to leave. What the hole?
That's sad. I wonder if this is going to be like he's going to leave for the season, or if this is like he's going to have to like hang up his captain's hat, because it'd be really sad.
I know.
I feel like it's like a sad episode. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Well, do it alone. I don't want
to
hear it.
That's my favorite way to cry, personally.
No, don't cry around me, because then I'll start crying and it's just going to get ugly and I'll start cursing and say horrible things.
I'm actually an easy cry. People may not realize about this, but I cry very easily. So I probably will cry when Captain Lee has to, I'm assuming, step out. My only hope is that they don't bring back that weirdo guy from last season who started up the first like charter.
Yeah. The guy was like, this is how we're doing deck chairs. All right, I want a table up here. I want a table in an L and then deck chairs in a P. Got it? They're like, what the fuck is this guy concentrating on? Wasn't he concentrating on like remodeling the workout area?
He was like a micromanager. I think he was actually not Australian, but he was more of like, this is how we do it. We're gonna make a little deck chairs here. He was like a little sort of like Boy Scout guy. So
yeah.
I don't know.
And then Eddie was like, you're not my dad.
And then the blonde chick was like, my apologies.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back later this week with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Winterhausen.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.